We're told that before he was the Man in Black, Airman Johnny Cash was the Man in Blue, Air Force Blue. He was born in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas, and grew up on the family farm. He finished high school in 1950, just in time for the Korean War. Cash joined the Air Force for 4 years. He trained in Texas and then shipped out to Landsberg, Bavaria. He spent most of the Air Force enlistment in Germany. He was a Morse code intercept operator with the USAF Security Service. This meant he was listening to radio signals generated by people on the other side. They contend there's a correlation in some ways in the abilities of people who work with signal codes and music. Apparently, Johnny Cash had a strong natural ability in both areas. He came from a family with a musical background, but they were extremely poor, and buying musical instruments was low on the priority of needs. He was able to purchase his first guitar at the base exchange while stationed in Germany using his military pay. Cash formed his first band while in the Air Force called the Landsberg Barbarians. It was made up of his fellow airmen. He entertained GIs as well as the local Germans. The difference was that unlike Private Elvis Presley, Airman Johnny Cash was not already a famous singer when he was stationed in Europe. After teaching himself to play the guitar in the Air Force, he started writing music. He served in the Air Force until 1954 and returned to Texas and eventually moved to Memphis. Now a civilian, Johnny Cash used his GI Bill benefits to attend a radio announcing course at a broadcasting school in Memphis. So they suggest that when we look at his singing career from the 60s through the 90s, that we may not think of Johnny Cash as a veteran. His Man in Black image partly came out of his feelings for the Vietnam War. We're told he did tour Vietnam for the U.S. State Department and performed for the troops. And we learn all of that from vetfriends.com in March of 2014. Will richer, sweeter be. Lackawanna County is marking Veterans Day 2017 with a tribute to veterans, their families, and to Johnny Cash. Robert Savakinis is a regional historian and filmmaker, and he fills us in.
David Stone, who's become a friend of mine the last couple of years, he's from outside the Philadelphia area, Media PA, and he's one of our top Johnny Cash tribute artists in the country. So much so that the Cash Estate sanctioned him a few years back to recreate the 40th anniversary at San Quentin Prison of the original Johnny Cash concert. And he recorded it, he did a CD on it, they did a documentary on it and everything. So, I mean, the Cash family seems to think that he's the top Johnny Cash performer, and we're lucky enough to have him come to our area for Steamtown Rail Fest, and now we're going to have him come and do a concert at Lackawanna College on November the 10th at 7:30, and it's going to be a free concert. And this is sponsored by Lackawanna County government. They just want to honor our veterans, bring people out to enjoy the Johnny Cash music, the Johnny Cash experience. And the donations are going to benefit the Veterans Memorial Wall in Scranton that they're hoping to get built and everything. So really, we just want people to come out, have a good time, enjoy the music of Johnny Cash, and support our veterans.
From the people you see in the audience at Steamtown, what is it about Johnny Cash that has that magic?
I think we just know that Johnny Cash is a legend. And I think it's because he sings about the blue collar, the hardworking people. And when you think of Northeastern PA, you think of our miners, you think of our garment workers, you think of our railroading history and our families and everything, and our, you know, our grandparents, our families that spent hard, long hours working in the mines. And I think that his music represents that so well. And Northeastern PA, I think, appreciates that kind of music because of our work ethic. And somebody like Johnny Cash, I think, really gets to us. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's become so popular in our area. And again, I'm just thrilled that he wants to come back again. And again, that's for David Stone, the Johnny Cash experience. And he just really likes Northeastern PA. I guess one other thing that I do want to add, though, is David Stone, our Johnny Cash performer, he's also a veteran. And so for him, it really resonates about how important the veterans are to our country and what they've done in the past. He served in the first Persian Gulf War. So again, he knows what it's like to be a veteran, and he knows how important they are to us. So again, come out November the 10th, 7:30 for the Johnny Cash Experience, a free concert to honor our veterans, People's Security Bank Theater, and the address is 501 Vine Street in Scranton. Please come out and support it for an hour and a half or so and just relive Johnny Cash's wonderful music and all the great memories that his music brings to people.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Robert Savakinas, regional historian and filmmaker, filling us in about David Stone and the Johnny Cash Experience, hosted by Lackawanna County to mark Veterans Day 2017, a tribute to veterans, their families, and to Johnny Cash. It's November 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Lackawanna College, Vine Street. Admission is free.
Must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the mist.